Hi, this is Happy Traum, and this is the fifth in a series of five-string banjo lessons on tape. The first thing we ought to do is get tuned up together, and in this lesson, let's start off by tuning to the C tuning. So the first string would be tuned to D. Second string is B. Third is G. And the fourth or bass string is tuned to a C. And the fifth string, your high G. And if you fret a C chord with your left hand, it should sound like this when you strum it. Now, if you've worked with tape number 4 in this series, you'll know the basic chords in C, that is the C, F, and G7th, can also be played by barring the 5th fret. There's C, leaving your bass string open, F, and G7th. And in case you have either forgotten or you haven't gotten that tape number 4, I'll send the diagrams along with this. But those chords are very important to know because very often, as I said in the last tape, you're going to need melody notes while playing in the key of C that are above that first string second fret of your regular C chord or first string third fret of your F chord. So you're going to need to go up to the C on the 5th fret or the F or the G7th. And we will be getting into other chords even further up the neck. These are your basic positions. Let's take a song that we started with at the very end of tape number 4. It's a song that I've really loved for a long time called Penny's Farm, and it was kind of at the end of that tape, so we didn't get a chance to really go into it in any detail. The song is one that comes from the Depression. It's a song that was sung by tenant farmers in the South, and there have been lots of recordings of it. There's a great one by Gid Tanner's Skillet Lickers, which I really like. Pete Seeger did a version of it, and there are several others. There's one on the Folkways Anthology of American Folk Music, one of the great collections on Folkways Records. So here's Penny's Farm, and I'm going to play it for you once and show you how it goes. Try to follow along with me by reading along with the tablature. Most of this is fairly simple, and if you have done the other tapes, you shouldn't have any trouble with this at this point. Come, you ladies and you gentlemen, and listen to my song. Sing it to you right, but you might think it's wrong. May make you mad, but I mean no harm. It's just about the renters on a Penny's farm. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. You go out on Penny's farm, you plant a little crop of tobacco and a little crop of corn. Come around to see you gonna plit and plod till you get yourself a mortgage on everything you got. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. He's a-coming into town with his wagon load of peaches, not one of them sound. Gotta get his money or somebody's check. You're paying for a bushel, but you don't get a peck. It's hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. I'll play it one more time. Now listen. There's a lot more words to that song. It tells a good story. I'll send along the words, but I don't want to take up the time on the tape because it's the banjo playing that counts right now, not the words to the song. Now, there is a lot of jumping around that you're going to have to do, and it's going to take some practice before you can get from the C chord and the F chord down in your basic position up to the C chord and the F chord in your fifth position on the fifth fret. But that really isn't what I'm using this song to illustrate. Right now what I'd like to do is go to a technique that's called double thumbing. Up till now, your basic up-picking strum has been simply this. And of course we've added hammer-ons and pull-offs, but basically your right hand is just doing that. Now double thumbing is when you break that strum up. Instead of playing your regular strum, you pick your first string, then your thumb comes down and plays the second string. Then you pick your first string again, and then your thumb plays the fifth string. Altogether, it sounds like this. Okay, that's simple enough. It's almost similar to the two-finger style we did on the first two tapes, except now instead of leading with your thumb, you're leading with your index finger. Try that a few times and try to get it a little bit faster. One and two. Now, double thumbing of this style is usually done on those two strings, the first and second string, and of course the fifth string. It can be done, though, on the second and third string. And occasionally, you can do it on the third and fourth string. But that's not going to be done too often that way. Usually, it'll be done on the first and second and third strings. Once you get that motion, the idea will be to integrate it into the up-picking strum. Now let's just try this as an exercise. Do one up-picking strum and follow that by a double thumbing. Nice and evenly now. Try not to break it up. Count it. One and two and three and four and one and two and three and four. A little faster. Play the F chord now. Ready? Here we go. C. G7. Okay, that got pretty fast there for a while, but I think you get the idea. So what you probably should do now is, if this is not coordinating too well, stop the tape here and go over that a few hundred times until you feel like you've gotten it. Now for the song Penny's Farm. Let's say we want to play the melody of that song and make it a little more interesting than we did last time. And remember, let me just do a little bit of it the way I did it before. Okay, now listen to it with the double thumbing. Now, it's very, very difficult to be able to set any rules as to where that double thumbing comes in. What you have to do is do enough songs, and if I show you a few songs to give you the idea, then you should be able to feel where they come in on your own. Now, on Penny's Farm, it's a very nice example of how to do that, so let's try that again. You can also do it while you're singing, of course, like this. Here's George Penny, he's come into town with a wagon load of peaches, not one of them sound. Gotta get his money or somebody's check. You pay him for a bushel, but you don't get a pack. Hard times in the country, down on Penny's Farm. coming to town with the hands in the pockets and the heads hung down. Go to the store, the merchant will say, your mortgage is due and I'm waiting for my pay. Hard times in the country, out on Penny's farm. Okay, now, take the song, read the tablature, try to do it slowly, and make sure that you can get that double thumbing integrated into the up-picking strum without breaking your stride. That's the most important thing, really. Let's take another song that has almost the same chords. It's, actually, it's a very different song. It comes originally from the Bahamas, but it's got that same feeling and almost the same melody. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. It was Willie what got drowned in the deep blue sea. Well, that's a little low for me to sing, so I'm going to slide my capo up to the fourth fret. And of course I have to retune my fifth string. Now I'm in the key of E, and hopefully by this time you've gotten yourself a capo, and you can tune your fifth string up quickly. If not, just stop the tape and retune. One other thing that I never did mention before that you can do, if you haven't done it yet, is you can do it yourself or have a repairman put a little screw, a tiny, tiniest screw, into the banjo underneath or close to the fifth string up around, let's say, the 12th fret. Or you can do it around the 9th fret, which is where it's usually done. This enables you, if you hook that string underneath that little screw, the string then will have its own fret. This is instead of a fifth string capo, which are a little bit harder and more expensive to get a hold of. The little screw can raise that up so you don't have to tighten your fifth string up so high that it breaks. So that way you can keep it, if it's at the ninth fret, you can keep it at its regular tuning and just hook it under that little nut and it'll suddenly be up to the note you want it when you capoed on the fourth fret. Okay, enough diversions. Here's Deep Blue Sea in a better key. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. Deep blue sea, baby, deep blue sea. It was Willie what got drowned in the deep blue sea. Okay, now listen to it with a little double thumbing. Play a harmony to what you're singing, just move up five frets higher and play the next position of the C chords. Dig his grave with a silver spade. It was Willie what got drowned in the deep blue sea. As I said before, there's no one way of putting these double thumbing notes in. You can put them in very occasionally, or you can scatter them throughout, or you can play almost the whole tune with them. You've got to feel that for yourself. So just try playing the tune. You can play it as I've written it out in the tablature, and then try doing it on your own and changing it as much as you feel like. Now, sometimes you'll find that while you're in the midst of a double-thumbing tune that you're enjoying playing, you might find that the melody notes are coming a little too fast for you to really get a full double-thumbing strum in as we've been doing it, this kind of thing. So what you might need to do, if you still want to retain that double-thumbing feeling, is just alternate between your melody note and your fifth string. So you're playing index finger and then thumb. Let me show you an example of how this would work. Let's take a song, Brown's Ferry Blues, which you might know in Woody Guthrie's version of Jackhammer Blues. It's the same melody, same general idea, the words are a little different. And I'll play it for you and show you how this double thumbing with just the fifth string would come in. By the way, I'm going to use an extra chord here that we haven't yet done. It's an F7th chord, and you just have to change your fingering a little bit. Instead of putting your pinky on the first string 3rd fret, use your ring finger, 3rd finger on that, and bring your pinky out to the 2nd string 4th fret. That's a little bit of a stretch, but I think you'll be able to get it. That's F7th. Of course, my capo is on the 4th fret, so it's really an A7th right now. And you might be wondering why you need to keep your first finger down on that 2nd string 1st fret, because if you're fretting both fingers on the 2nd string, that 1st finger isn't going to sound at all. But you'll find that you might want to lift that up and switch from the 7th to the full F chord. Or you might want to move it down like that. So that's a little something extra you can practice. So here's Brown's Ferry Blues. There's our basic strum. Hard luck Papa counting his toes. You can smell his feet wherever he goes. Lord, got them Brown's Ferry Blues. Hard luck Papa lost his style. If you want to get married, boy, you gotta smile. Lord, got them Brown's Ferry Blues. Listen now. And your gal goes out with other guys. Lord, got them Brown's Ferry Blues. If you don't believe it, try it yourself. I tried it and I got left. Lord, got them Brown's Ferry Blues. Listen again. The general idea. I'll slow it down for you now and you can try to follow it on the tablature. Okay, here we go. First thing you do is bar the first 3 strings on the 5th fret. And we start with the double thumbing right off. Now with your pinky, get that 1st string 7th fret and the 5th string. Now out to the 8th fret and 5th string, 7th fret. Strum. So you're using your pinky to get a lot of those extra notes up on the neck. Here's that measure again. Okay, now down to that F7th, and you don't have to fret the whole chord here because you're not playing the chord, you're just playing the notes. So just play 2nd string 4th fret and 5th string, 3rd fret and 5th string, 1st fret, 3rd string 2nd fret. So it goes like this. And again. And then you go back to your regular melody. Hammer. Hammer. Now I've got my 1st string 3rd fret, 5th string, 2nd fret, 5th string, and then G. Well, that's the general idea. I think you can figure out the rest of this tune from the tablature. So I'm going to stop here, and we'll proceed with some other things on the other side. But here it is once more, about halfway between the way we just did it and up to tempo. Okay, turn over the tape.